We recorded that.
No, we did.
Oh, yeah, it's going to the beginning. Do, 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 do. Meow, 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 meow. La, la, luh, la, There, I've ratcheted it down.
Okay.
It can deafen no more.
Good.
Aren't you happy?
Very happy.
I mean, it hurts our ears. I can only imagine what someone who's, like, not ready for the volume that's going to come out feels. Yeah. I cringe. We have to hide our headphones, like, pull them off.
Yeah.
While that intro plays. And then, not that it's bad, it's just loud, the volume I keep it at. There, I shoved it down to next to nothing.
I
don't even think it's coming in. It sounds like negative noise right now.
Okay. That sounds good.
Shut up and play along, bitch.
I mean, okay.
Oh, you turned up the jets there.
All right.
Damn dummy.
Okay.
It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
That's me.
The show site is inpapasbasement.com. I'm trying not to go inpapasbasement.com. I put so much emphasis in the... Did I say emphasis?
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
That is like an athlete from the ghetto's name.
But they still do public speaking. Yes.
InPapasBasement.com is the show's site. InPapasBasement.com/iTunes if you do the whole iTunes thing for subscription. And if you use the Stitcher app, I recommend either. Just please subscribe to us. Oh, sweet God. Subscribe to us.
Or else what?
Or else I'll be stuck with you the rest of my days. Please get me someone more competent than this boob. InPapasBasement.com/Stitcher
Okay.
So, let's pot this down.
Okay.
Look at me using all my technical talk.
All right.
It's code for turn down the volume on YouTube.
But does pot stand for something? When you pot something down, or that's just
I'm
going
to let you
pot?
In on a little radio secret. Okay. To this day, I don't know if it's pod, like bean pod, or pot, like flower pot.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people don't really know. So we're just like, pot that down. It's like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Like, pot it down.
Well, pot it down seems like that would be because you would lid the pot and pot
it down.
I think
it's pot. Mm-hmm. But pod could work too.
Okay.
Each little separate channel is a pod. It sounds modular.
All right.
I don't really know. I don't.
Well, because you didn't work on the Starship Enterprise.
Exactly. I don't know about the bridge and Sulu, the hyperdrive core. That might be Star Trek. No, wait. You said Star Wars.
No, I didn't. I said
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then my references were good. Star Wars is like Banthas and A-Wings. I know that. I played the Star Wars video games
Oh, did you? I played no video games.
Ever.
So, I mean, Pac-Man. Pole Position.
How old are you? Did you have to take one of those cellophane overlays and put it over your TV to play?
No, we didn't have... I didn't even have a video game at all. We didn't have any controllers or...
You had
systems.
A video game called Run From My Parents when they're high and looking to beat me and or rob from me.
We just played outside. I had a bike. That's what I did.
You sound 70 right now.
I'm like Henry VIII.
Yes. You sound
I just
aged.
Aged 80 years since the last episode.
Anytime I've had customers, and I'll listen in, there's a bunch of dudes and they were chilling, bitching about how soft today's kids are. One of them was a peewee baseball coach.
Yeah.
And he was saying... It's gotten to the point now he has to teach the fathers how to teach the kids how to throw.
That's pretty bad. Or just not have them play if they're not into it.
They don't want to play. No one wants to play. If
they
video
do.
Games looked the way they do now, back then, yeah. I would have bed sores. Taking it back to Henry VIII again. These are all callbacks to the previous episode, which is about Farrah Abraham the moron. Go to InPapasBasement.com. Find the Farrah Abraham post.
Yeah. I mean,
wow, you are bringing it. What happened to the energy level? Do you only want to do one?
That's because you gave me food. I had
a
smoothie.
Okay. You had a smoothie of your own construction. Anytime, and you had it 2 hours ago. Anytime your energy wanes, you blame the smoothies or whatever the hell you ate.
I mean, I have to do it on no food.
You're not
I'm
a
wired.
Snake eating a whole rabbit.
I do. Now I need a rest. No, I don't.
Thank God. Perk it up for me.
Okay.
Look into dreamy Elliot Rodgers' face right there.
He kind of reminds me
That's
of...
That's a Match.com profile photo right there.
Kind of. It kind of reminds me of Franco's brother.
Franco?
James Franco's brother.
Oh, what's his name? Stephen Franco? Peter Franco?
Jim Franco?
Jim Franco.
I don't know what it is. Frank
Hold
Franco.
Hold on. I'm going to look up. For a minute, I thought you meant Franco Colombo.
No.
Lifting partner of one Austrian oak, a.k.a. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, we've been unplugged for a while.
Oh. I mean, I don't know.
James Franco.
Brother. Yeah.
Dave Franco.
Oh, well, we were close.
We
Steve,
were.
Jim. Dave.
It isn't Deshaun. I mean, James Franco is dreamy, but objectively speaking, yeah. Dave Franco, dreamier.
Oh.
I wanted that to sound as straight as possible. Okay, he looks like
he look
8
like
feet
that?
Shorter. I'll say that much.
He looks there's like he could fit in his brother's pocket.
Yeah, there's a photo of the two of them together. And he looks like you could put him on the cover
but look
of Basket
right here.
Case.
Doesn't that look like the guy, the murder guy? Right
no,
here. Yes,
the
right?
murder guy has the murder guy has lips where had he lived and gone to jail, he would never have not been fitting pipe with those things for the rest of his days.
Yeah, but look at his face like that. Yeah, it's
maybe
kind of squinty if he was. Yeah,
you're just looking at someone who's like a chunk Jewish, and you're like they all look alike.
No, the other guy doesn't look like a Jew.
Yes, he does.
The murder guy?
Murder guy looks very Jewish. He actually looks more Arab.
Yeah.
Like, come. He has a stand in Costco. He's that type. Come. Join U.S. Cellular. Come, friend. Come. You're my friend. I hate that. That is, I have to deal with people of all races and ethnicities and all that crap.
Yeah.
There's nothing more annoying. Indians
people
and Middle
People don't usually
Easterners.
Ask me. I don't come off as approachable for that, really.
I very rarely get hustled, but if you look at them, it's like dealing with hobos. If you make eye contact, they're like, come here. Look at my phone. Come here.
How can...
You have iPhone 5? My phone has a screen the size of the entire iPhone 5.
How can... That's. I don't know how I thought of this, but at the end of my street, there's a fire department, and I was heading up to a job the other day, and it said traffic emergency ahead and had one of these bright orange diamond signs, like... You know, like the fire department's working on something, like there's an accident or something.
If I weren't texting, I'd have tossed in a and it, shine bright like a diamond joke. Continue.
And it said traffic emergency ahead. And then there's all these orange cones. And leading up to it, it's just them with a boot collection. Collecting
it's not traffic emergency. They're causing it.
I know. How can they do that?
They can't. That sounds really illegal.
It does not sound good
I
at
know
all.
You live in the sticks. That sounds like Boss Hogg. Shaking down everyone from that's like the guy who runs the town in Roadhouse where everyone's just living in fear of him and he has a mansion across the river and he keeps like tigers and lions. It sounds like that kind of justice.
There's apparently a place called Frogtown and there's a mayor of Frogtown and I just think it's some guy who just named his property Frogtown and he can do the same thing, you know. And that's like how can these people just way out there they just it said traffic emergency ahead. And then you just, all these orange cones.
And it sounds like, if you're like, how do you do this? They'd be like, do you want a fire emergency at your house later? No, sir.
You better check those smoke detectors. I mean, that's just, how can they do that?
They can't. You live in the sticks.
I mean,
you have backwards
justice. I'm a nurse.
Justice.
I can't just put out orange cones and say, hospital emergency ahead, and just go out there with a boot. Like, oh, we should be in there with these patients. Somebody should be in there taking calls for the fires.
That sounds really sketchy. Like, no
but
joking.
But we're out here with a boot collecting
that
money.
That sounds super sketchy.
And there was a whole
sketchy.
Train of traffic. Some people donated, some people didn't.
So they created a traffic emergency.
Yeah, but how can you do that?
You cannot. I repeat.
You know what?
They
when
can't.
I took defensive driving, they said that it actually
is
illegal.
For your 50 DUI?
I've actually taken that class like 90 times.
Why?
Because I have the need for speed. But
continue, Maverick.
they said that, you know how when you come to like a four-way stop or you come and you just kind of wave the other person to go ahead?
I like doing that even when they have the right of way because it makes me feel powerful.
But that's illegal because you're considered to be directing traffic. So how can you just go out there and just put a sign that says traffic emergency?
I repeat, you can't.
You create an emergency.
You can't. That would be like
jam.
Cops going out there.
And then you ask people for money.
And shooting people. And then saying, like, this is why we're needed. Look at the violence everywhere.
Yes!
It's actually a really piss poor analogy, but it worked in my head.
But I mean, yeah, if you just went out there and just, I don't know, you know, threw a bunch of whatever Dre beats out there and just watched them all scrap for it.
All them. I gotcha. I know what neighborhood we're tossing these Dre beats out, these hypothetical headphones ears.
Those people.
Watch those chimpanzees tear at each other.
Those people from Finland and Canada are going to go crazy.
Those people of Nordic descent. They love them a beats.
Oh, goodness. But I'm saying you can't just, create it and then ask for money for it. Like,
no,
I'm just
going to
go out there with my
nurse's
cap. Like, who's in there watching the fire hall? Like, how can those fire trucks come out now that you've created right in front of the fire hall? There's only one lane of traffic.
Traffic emergency
ahead. And it was like this big, huge diamond.
I wish there was some way I could do that to, like, channel listeners into the show. I would have to crash the whole internet and then be like, internet emergency. Google is now spelled Papa's basement. Go there.
I'm just saying, that was so bizarre. I don't know what made me think of it, but whatever. You said something and it triggered that, and I just thought, how can they do that?
You've explained how every conversation ever works. You said something and it made me think and feel things, and then I expressed that.
Now it's like talking to Maria. Oh, goodness. Look at what I've become.
We aren't just delivering soliloquies in each other's faces.
I know. Anyway, that was really bizarre. So what about this guy?
Elliot Rodger.
Okay.
Not this guy, Elliot Rodger.
So you had to listen to the previous episode. You kind of built it up, said, hey, he went around and shot some people.
Yeah, go back to the Farrah Abraham takes it in the pooper episode we just did.
Yeah. But it's
about Memorial Day.
He comes from...
he's the latest one of these idiotic spree killers who are like guys that haven't had their rods touched.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if we just had hookers in this country, like legal
but we do.
Hookers.
We do.
Okay, you're right, yeah. If we just had drugs...
We do have drugs and hookers.
Legal hookers.
And legal drugs.
As in, it's completely smiled upon.
Yeah.
We would, I mean, sure.
We do in Nevada.
Well, we'd lose the movies like American Pie, but with all those virginity-packed flicks.
Yeah.
But I we could probably avoid like half of this.
But
like,
he could avoid that with charisma.
That's true.
Get a handful of charisma.
He's the most off-putting son of a bitch. We'll play this video in its entirety in a bit.
Right.
He's one of those guys that couldn't get laid in a monkey whorehouse with a bag of bananas. Best expression ever.
Oh, my.
You don't like that one?
I mean, it's fine enough. Oh,
it's so old school. I feel like a prospector.
All right.
Either that or Marcy Darcy. One of the two.
I don't know who Marcy Darcy is either.
That was Marcy Jefferson on Married with Children. And then she married and became Marcy Darcy. Son of a bitch.
Gun.
I have a call. Hold
Son
on.
Son of a gun.
All right. We're back. Are we going to talk about sexy Elliot Rodger?
Okay.
Sexy dreamy. Look at those pouty lips. Look at him, really, Allison. Those perfect eyebrows.
Enough.
Why are you not acting?
He looks little.
Nonplussed. How did you know? How did you know? He does cite his height.
Oh, he does.
As a reason he doesn't get lapoon.
But that's true. We've talked about that. Short guys.
What, he should be driving on a Yellow Pages? Is that what you're saying? Put a King James Bible under his ass?
Well, if he just leads with the Beamer, then he'll be fine. But if
That's a great pickup line right there. That's right. It's an interesting case. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's completely uninteresting. It's another pud who doesn't get any and should have a hooker. That's the thing. A shrink should be like... I think you have a puss deficiency in your life. I am jotting down a prescription for one whore, possibly two.
That's like
if
Hannibal.
That doesn't work.
But that's how Hannibal works in the show Hannibal, which you haven't watched. But
well, he eats people. I think that's his shtick, right?
But he kills them, then eats them. He just doesn't snack on them. Like,
oh, he's not barbaric.
He doesn't dip them in honey mustard. Just snack on the
Well, now you're not selling me on human flesh whatsoever.
Well, the thing is that he is very unconventional with his therapies. He, too, is a therapist, and he, treats his patients, but he basically tells them, like, there was one patient who wanted to kill her brother, and she just said, well, you know what? You should probably do that. He sounds like a pain in the neck. And so he just encourages them and offers them advice. He's like, don't get caught.
But mine is something that, like, we should do. We should just get guys that aren't getting any to have a hooker.
Yeah, but that's not...
You want people to die, Allison.
No, I mean, that's not therapy. That's just saying, hey, go put it out there. Go dip it in some donuts.
Yes.
Human donuts. Legal human donuts.
Sometimes you just need a draining. That's it. Because that stuff builds up and it collects in your brain. I swear to God. I know the physiology doesn't really agree with me.
Yeah.
That ball juice, it gets into your brain ventricles, which is a real thing. And then you're all shut down. Then you get wiggy like this guy.
That's what Jill's for.
Oh, Rosie Palm?
Yeah.
It isn't the same.
But it is. When you get China and her hot dog clits.
Don't get me wrong. Once you've had it and it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And then you go back to whacking. It's probably still the easiest and laziest way. Unless your chick is all about being on top.
Yeah.
Or given head.
Yes.
Whacking, it's the easiest. You don't have to thrust your whole damn body to get get your orgasm.
Don't you like thrusting your whole body?
It's okay. Now that I'm in better shape, it isn't bad. I mean, there was a time where I'm just like, I felt like I was having to pick the apples to make an apple pie. And I'm like, I can just get this from McDonald's for 99 cents. And here I am making it all from scratch. I'm just like, there's a better way. God damn it.
Oh, my. I actually find it rewarding to make things from scratch. I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The whole process, the cooking, the presentation, blah, blah, blah.
You're not using a metaphor either. You're just talking about
really
cooking.
I really do.
Well, you're talking to Mr. I'll have a beef patty from 7-Eleven, you know, up until last year.
Gross.
I'd be like, that's protein. Chicken taquitos, sir. They're made with breast meat.
I think they're just made with who knows what, roaches and everything else.
You mean flesh doesn't come in perfect little cube pellet bites?
This is disgusting. Well, if you're Hannibal Lecter and he prepared it, he does all kinds of fancy stuff.
You and your damn man crush. Lay off, woman.
Well, it was just the season finale. It was good. It was pretty good.
I think that's actually a winner for NBC. Is that their first hit since Cheers?
I don't know. Is it doing well? I saw a friend of mine post on Facebook and she said, oh, did the season finale make anyone tear up like it did for me? And I was like, why did you say that? I haven't seen it yet.
That's not a big spoiler.
Huh?
I kind
to make
of...
you tear up?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, but that's not a big spoiler. Like, that's a passable spoiler.
No. No, I know. Because, I mean, it could have just been her or whatever.
There was a dude on the More Like Radio.
Yeah.
Network. I love them. They syndicate me. Check out More Like Radio.
Okay.
Dennis, I forget his last name, Darinofsky, something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like Aronofsky, the director, but Darinofsky, I don't really know. But he posted something about like Opie and Anthony, who had on the guy that plays the one who's trying to bang Khaleesi, or I guess he did bang Khaleesi this season of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And he's like, well, after next week's episode, he's going to have to be back on the show because he does something huge. And I was like,
why?
At first, I'm like, yeah, that's a spoiler. And then I'm like, well, I had people tell me that the Red Wedding was going to happen and who died. So I'm like, in the grand scheme of Game of Thrones spoilers, that was incredibly lighthearted.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't a terrible spoiler. But I was like, I said, oh, I love that show. But I said, I haven't seen it yet. I have it. I recorded it.
No, wait. Oh, the guy who might have been on the show is the one that's fighting the... The Hound next to the mountain.
Oh, really?
I think it might have been that guy. So, my point was so invalid and meandering. I somehow wasted everyone's time.
Anyhow. But I said, I hadn't seen it. And it turned out it was pretty good. But
Was it spoiled?
No.
Did you cry? Did you tear up? You emotionless autistic?
But I was saying, you said it was their success. That's where I was going with that. But she said, when I replied to the post on Facebook, she said, I didn't think anybody watched it except for me and one other person. And
I don't think any network TV show
has
buzz behind it. I could be wrong, but since The Office, maybe? I don't know. Or some Fox shows? Let's think about that for a second.
Yeah.
What is big on network TV? And then make a reference to Randy Jackson. I don't know.
I think the top shows, I think The Voice did well.
Well, I was going to say, it still has to be reality stuff, like Dancing the Cha-Cha with the Stars and
but
stuff.
But I don't know that was the best, but I think The Voice was up there.
I think The Voice is still hot.
Yeah. But I did watch American Idol this season.
Series is what? Like, the only witty comedy, I think, that people find witty in mass, in my hip circles.
Yes.
Where we talk in the salons?
Oh my.
In the tunnel. Yeah. Maybe New Girl. Maybe.
No.
Not
Big
really.
Bang. Everybody talks about Big Bang.
That's the dumb person show.
I don't even want to
I watched it in the gym, and I'm not going to act like I'm too high and mighty for it. It gave me some chuckles, but I'm like, how is this still around?
It doesn't make me laugh. No, not even a little bit.
It's like seeing a segregated water fountain. You're like, this exists?
Yeah, it's just not cool. So, I didn't cry at the season finale of Hannibal, but I did. I was kind of turned on when he put one of the big
turned
guys.
On sexually.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to molest him right there.
Ugh.
This female officer comes in, and one of the other officers is stabbed in his pantry.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's all
I'd be
bloody.
So rock hard.
He
wow.
was all bloody, and he comes in, but he just carries himself so well. And he says, you know what? I'm going to give you two choices. You can just turn around. And she's got a gun on him.
Yeah.
He's like, you can turn around and walk out, or you can
die.
Yeah. That's what he said. You can stick around, pull that trigger, and you're dead. And she did. She pulled it several times, and he had taken all of her bullets out. And then it was on, and then she got shoved out a window.
Aww.
But when he's standing there, and she's like, where is, you know.
So blood cover and murder makes you hard, squeaky
not
from.
His
she
poise.
Hard.
His poise.
Oh, women like confidence. You're right.
Correct. Yeah, he just held it all together. She's like, where is Officer
so
so-and-so?
Would I if there was a disarmed gun in my face. You're acting like someone's what? About to kill me with a super soaker.
But we didn't know that, and he
well,
still.
Of course. I yeah. don't think she knew it either.
But, I mean, she could have had click. Another gun, or she could have had whatever. Who knows? Don't they carry more than one? You've seen shows. Bang, bang, bang.
I guess you
they
have your
two.
Ankle holster. Yeah. Your Chris Moltisanti.
I've got two like I'm in a Western. I've yeah. got my two handguns shooting with my thumbs. Anyhow, but I was like, ooh, my goodness. I would just molest him right there in the kitchen, all bloody
wow.
and disgusting. Yeah.
You are a disturbed
while somebody
being.
Is just bleeding out the neck in his pantry.
I like the sucking wound sound effect. Also sounds like giving head.
She's like, where is he? And he's like, oh, in the pantry. As if he was going to get some cumin. And he's just covered in blood, and he just leapt over the kitchen island. It was like one of those Starsky and Hutch where they slide over the hood. You
nice.
Know? Except it was his kitchen. Yeah. I don't know. He's got a lot of charisma. He's a delicious character.
This sounds like Bad Dexter.
He is a Bad Dexter, but the thing is that this guy, he's very... Dexter was socially inept, and he felt very awkward, where his Hannibal is just... smooth. He's a
I
smooth
hate,
operator.
I, this is why I hated Jeffrey Dahmer. He's like the
because he's
one,
not cool.
He was the one serial killer that was like smooth with chicks, and so I think
he was.
Oh yeah, he was a good.
That was
dude.
Bundy.
Oh
Bundy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Al Bundy. No. Theodore Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was smooth. He
Tedrick.
Was smart.
He was, yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer's an off-putting creep. And
I
gay,
mean,
so.
I mean, he's when he wasn't killing people, he was playing video games.
They didn't have him back then.
I think
he was playing
did.
His ColecoVision. Maybe they had that. Maybe.
Atari. Dahmer was not that long ago.
Dahmer?
It wasn't that long ago. 90s.
He was... I thought he got... Ooh, wasn't he killed in like... Oh, you're right. He was killed in like 96, 98? Or was it later?
I think it was after I was married. I was married in 96. So
that he died.
Yeah,
he was
I think
caught
so.
Like early 90s. Like
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because Slayer did
I don't
a
have
song
a serial
about
killer
him.
Fetish or anything.
Well, Slayer did a song about him in 93. So okay. He had to have been caught like in 91-ish or something like that.
There is a rap song or something. There's a popular song right now. And I don't know if it's like Jason Derulo's Give It to Me or some. It's one of these. Like there's a collection of like. 8 top hits or whatever. It's in one of
you
those.
You described the top 40.
It's in the
this
top 40.
This popular music that is big for our time period.
No, but it's in the top like 4 or 6 songs or something.
All right.
That they hit on repeat.
Coming in at number 8.
And in one of the lines of the song says, I want to eat you up like Dahmer. Like, is
wow.
that is that supposed to turn you on?
I want to drill a hole in your head and pour acid in it to try to make a sex slave and then fail.
I want to fill your skull with Jell-O and eat it.
I want to bang you until your brain mush pours out the hole.
And then scoop it up and make brain soup because I love you. What in the world is wrong? I want to eat you up like Dahmer. Like, That's supposed to be flirty?
I don't know. So. I think I just messed with the main volume, though. I'm an idiot.
Oh, my. Quit playing with stuff.
Ah, there we go.
The headphones. Let's go back to this guy, the murder guy.
Shall we finally get to Elliot Rodger after two episodes of
nonsense
talking about it?
About Dreamy Hannibal.
Dreamy.
He is dreamy.
Well,
he's
let's go through this audio.
Well-spoken.
Your vag is going to go so anti-soaked when you listen to this guy.
Because okay.
You look at him, again, you look up Elliot Rodger Retribution.
Okay.
And the video comes up, and it doesn't start automatically.
Okay.
You're like, that's not a bad-looking kid.
No.
So, I mean, like, if he hasn't gotten any,
yeah,
he's just sorting it out in his head.
I guess.
I think I was 21 or...
I haven't seen this video, yeah. So
I was either 21 or 22. I'm pretty sure 21. Because I know my one friend that I was like kind of a peer with, he didn't want to turn 21 having not lost it.
Yeah.
I think he just barely skirted it. And then I just turned 21 and got it. And I was like, whatever. I didn't really care. But like, I look back at all that I turned down before I finally went through with it.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I should have effed it all. Like, why not? What was wrong with me? Losing your cherry is nothing special. Like, to any kid that's holding on to it, if you're a girl, hold on to it. Don't be a whore. This isn't a double standard, by the way. It's just good advice. Hold on to it. Make it special. If you're a dude, stick it in whatever presents itself.
Oh, good.
Look how much, look how much it means to me. I can't even tell you what age I was when it happened. Again, I think I was 21.
Yeah.
I know I screwed the broad. It was my first serious girlfriend. And I screwed her when Porn and Chicken was on Comedy Central. So you look up when that movie aired.
Yeah.
I banged her right after we watched Porn and Chicken. So
I don't even know what that is.
It was a horrible movie that everyone forgot about.
I guess.
But that's how I remember the date I lost it.
Gross.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to give you a year, a month.
I'm terrible with that anyway. I don't know how people will just remember that. Your mom does that too. Like, she's, well, you're kind of good, but me, I'm terrible. I'm like, I was either 18 or 48. I don't know, somewhere in between. I got Henry VIII disease for those last years of my life feel like 100. And I just wear it with age spots and a graying hairline.
And that's funny because you're only 47 right now. Zing.
Ding.
Ha ha ha.
Hee hee hee.
Here we go. You can watch Elliot. He's chilling in his BMW. This is his manifesto. This is the guy that did all the shooting in Santa Barbara. He's our latest little, I didn't get any, I'm going to kill people to show them that they missed out.
But is that
out.
What he says?
Oh, yeah. He's like, this is to show you all, this is my retribution on the world. It's so, I guess I'm not supposed to say gay to
lame.
Convey that something's
yeah.
idiotic and dumb, but it's yeah. so gay.
It's so straight.
Yeah.
This is so straight.
So gay.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
All right.
Let's pump the volume, pump up the jam. Let me make sure it's at the proper pad. Damn you, pad woman. Why isn't your volume just shown?
I don't know why.
In the
why
lower
don't you
right
fix
corner?
It? I need some Excedrin.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a brain boo-boo? That's what I call it.
I do.
Can you finish the episode?
Yeah, I can. The Excedrin's right in that bag, so I want you to pod this up or pot it up.
There, they can hear the...
Pot it up or pot it down.
We don't know. All right, Elliot, here's your chance to shine. Or I'll just hit play and nothing will happen.
Hi.
Come on, play, damn you.
Elliot Rodger here. Well, this is my last video.
Can I plug into this?
It is all this has to come to this.
You can hear him. Oh, because you can't even hear it? Mm-mm. Oh, no, this is the mic out. Oh, we can't do this bit. Poor Allison, you've ruined it.
I didn't.
Nah, you ruined it.
I didn't.
We can listen to it in mono. How's that? We can both hear it in mono, for real.
Okay.
Give me like 2 seconds.
All right.
Yay, more silence to cut out of the final product. Get your Excedrin. I am. All right, Allison.
What?
We have come back a few days later
okay.
to finish the episode, which I think I might have accidentally uploaded on Tuesday.
Why?
That was supposed to have the finale where we were discussing the delightful young man known as Elliot Rodger.
Correct.
Just a peach of a human being.
Okay.
We were going to go through his video and make fun of it because
yeah.
he sounds just so fruity and emo.
Okay.
Except he killed a bunch of people. So, you know, a little stick-to-itiveness there.
All right.
He made me eat my words a little bit. If I saw this video, I'd be like, that kid's going nowhere.
All right. So where is it?
I like your enthusiasm, by the way.
Yes, because you fed me.
why you ate two bites, because you were like, I get the itis real bad, like, to talk
I
as you do.
I get the consumption.
That's when you're coughing up blood on people.
That's called tuberculosis, actually.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get consumption from eating a chimichurri bowl.
I did get the consumption. Made me real ill.
Do you need to do some laps?
No, let's see the video.
Do
Pot
I need to
up.
Get you some greenies,
Pot
some black beauties, some yellow jackets, some whippersnappers, whatever they called
in
drugs
here,
in the 80s? Okay, here's hint number one. Take off your goddamn sweatshirt if it's hot.
But it's always cold in here, so don't make it sound like I'm crazy. It's
so
freezing in here.
If you marched in a parka and it's June,
yes,
and you're like, look, half of the year, this is appropriate, I shouldn't crack on you for that.
No, because no matter what time of year in this studio,
okay,
it's like an ice box.
Are you hot right now? Then take off the goddamn sweatshirt.
Okay, but let's hear this video. You've been talking about it for 3 episodes, so let's hear it.
You're like Will Ferrell in Old School.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Let's move it along.
What dart?
Come on, let's do
wake
it.
Up. Wake up. Yeah. Wake. Let's do the wake up song.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the lung clear song first.
Oh, now you've got the consumption. See, funny man?
No, yeah. I'm going to pull a Billy Piper in Penny Holiday.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, Penny Dreadful, the new Showtime show.
I don't like it.
She's getting plowed out, and then she has the consumption, and I guess she's really getting it. And she just goes blah, blah, all over the guy, just blood all over him.
That's beautiful.
Well, like at first, she's taking a plowing.
Yeah.
And she goes, bleh, and like a fleck of blood lands on his cheek. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I believe it's Dorian Gray, actually, of Oscar Wilde fame, who's given her the Rogering, who's rearranging her uterus for her.
I got you.
And he's like, oh, no bother. And he just, I forget if he like licks it or not, or he just wipes it off and just kind of laughs.
Not good.
I guess implying he's a vampire, I could be wrong. Or all he's right. Just down with the red.
Okay.
He's got his Red Wings, the frequent flyer miles and Red Wings Airlines. I don't know. And then she's like so relieved that it's not a big deal. So she's like, this is great. And then he really starts whacking it to her. Mm. And then like 10 seconds later, she's just like, and just blood all over his face and chest. And then she's like, oh my God, there's no way he's going to keep soldiering through that one. But he does. And then she's like really into it. She's like, yeah, bang the blood right out of my damn mouth.
No, this is not good.
That was episode 2, I believe.
Oh, I didn't even make it through episode 1. I just couldn't. It seems a little hokey.
Sounds like a Sherlock Holmes, the story of the bloody bang.
Gross. Not good. The Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys, yeah. Was there Chick Hardy Boys?
Nancy Drew.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I went to a beach house.
I never read them.
Me neither. I just looked at their covers. That's how lazy I was even as a kid.
But the Hardy Boys, Sean Cassidy's brother was in the Hardy Boys, and he was supposed to be a heartthrob, but I thought Sean was...
Oh, like the show. I was about to say their fictitious creation that exists in book form, but sure.
No, there was a TV show, but I wasn't into that either.
Be like, Iron Eyes Cody was the Indian in the cupboard.
I don't know. Is that true? Or no?
Well, Indian in the Cupboard was another literary creation.
No, I know, but I'm saying is...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they did make a movie about that.
They did. Mm-hmm.
Was it all like computer graphics so that you can make everyone tiny?
I think so. I wasn't into that either.
Wait, am I remembering Owen Wilson was like the General
was...
Custer part of it, or was that the museum movie?
That was the museum movie.
Whatever.
Oh gosh.
What the F ever. Let's go through.
Okay.
This kid, this Elliot Roger. Oh, that's nice. I just clicked off the tab that had him, but I'll pump it right back up.
Okay.
Elliot Roger is the dude that did all the shootings around, what was it, Santa Barbara? Help me.
I don't
help
know.
Help me.
You were telling me this story. I
help
don't
me help you. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know it. You were telling me.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
you're just silent.
Oh, sorry.
You I'm worried about you, Allison.
I'm worried about.
I know you're off getting a deep dicking.
That's disgusting.
Last night.
That's not true.
Very deep dicking.
That is nasty.
I've seen cable laid at shallower depths than the dicking you took last night.
That's disgusting. You know my parents can hear this. That's gross.
I would hope that they're all right with their 41-year-old little girl. What
is
sound
this volume is on? I don't. You messed up my computer.
Oh, here's a hint. Don't use your goddamn computer when we're recording the show, mute or otherwise.
Listen, you're over there texting people.
I'm not texting. Do you see me texting?
Not this second. But
phone's not even in my hands. What am I, psychic texter?
Yes. So what about this?
We're going to watch this clip.
Okay.
This kid uploaded his quote-unquote manifesto.
Okay.
And it's full of, as Opie and Anthony would say, douche chill moments where you hear it and you're just like, how lame.
Yeah.
It sounds like something a kid would scrawl into a journal.
Yeah, but he
covered
didn't.
With like Danzig stickers.
But he didn't.
Nah, he actually like went out and shot people. Also, are the kids listening to the Danzig still?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I never listened to it.
I've seen where Glenn Danzig lives. I don't think he's making much these days.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Elliot Roger here.
Do you like that? Sexy?
Yeah.
Elliot Roger
well,
here.
This is my last video.
Oh, why, Elliot? Why?
It all has to come to this.
Tomorrow. I'll turn you the monitor.
It's the day of retribution.
The day of retribution, Allison.
The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity.
Oh,
against
my.
All of you.
He tries to look so serious at the camera with his pouty lips. Now, by the way, this doesn't look like a kid who can't get pooned. First of all, he's recording it. The very nice like leather finish on his steering wheel. It was filmed across his dashboard. This is a Beamer, I think we later learned. Kid's not ugly.
Yeah.
He's got a brooding look. He looks like a young Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. But maybe his parents are hard on him, so he has poor self-esteem. You see
what I'm saying? Really short.
Yeah.
But again, his whole shtick, he's like, you know what? I didn't get any poon. I'm 22. I'm a virgin. Spoiler alert. I gave away what happens in the video in a little bit. It's like he then goes on to praise his dad because like right after his old man gets the divorce from the wife or they split.
Yeah.
The old man's immediately out crushing new box.
Okay.
And he's like, the men that close deals are, you know, the ones that gain respect, those that can get women. And I'm like, this kid, not to play the stereotype game here, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the dad is the one that donated the shortness and the nebbishy looks here, and mommy was a trophy.
Wow.
So he's only looking better than his pops.
Wow.
And yet his little gargoyle of a dad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
Have you seen the dad?
Let's go with Donnie from Frasier. Saul, God damn it. Let me get the name. Donnie Frasier. Saul Rubinek. That's what I'm picturing the dad as. Saul Rubinek.
Oh, but you haven't seen him.
No, I haven't. I'm guessing there. That's what I think of the dad.
Yeah, okay.
Who I probably look like Saul Rubinek, by the way. Especially when I let the grays grow in.
Oh, my.
So, and I get poon.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But anybody can.
Well, yeah. You know what? Anyone can get something. That's what really drives me nuts
about
this
Tinder and all
turn.
That is for, you know?
Yeah. Like, how do you not get laid at, like, being that young and having money? Like, I'm baffled. Like, I get it if you're morbidly obese and you have to crap into a litter box while you're playing World
but
of Warcraft.
But even still, that's what the internet is for.
Even then, you should find another fat chick you can smush. Really? This is what we're...
It's too hot in here.
So you take off your sweatshirt and pretty much you have Band-Aids over your areolas. And that's what we're left with as an outfit.
I look like the chick from that Bruce Willis movie where she's just wearing bandage tape.
Lilu. Whatever the hell her name was. Lilo.
I'm not sure.
Fifth Element.
Isn't she a redhead? Isn't that your thing? You should know her name.
She's got that horrible fake red. Yeah, it's Mila Jovovich. I used to whack it to those pictures when I was a kid.
To the Band-Aids or whatever?
I think the Band-Aids come off. Or maybe just her nudes from other things.
Oh, she did
was
she
a
do?
Kicking body.
Well, wasn't she Joan of Arc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
She was like in all 18 Resident Evil movies.
I didn't see that. But me and my mom couldn't stop laughing through Joan of Arc.
Really?
It's a knee slapper.
Black comedy.
It's pretty funny.
It's like The Room. Unintentionally hilarious.
Okay.
All right. So back to this little kid.
Yeah.
Who hasn't put two and two together and figured out that, hey, I don't look horrible and I'm rich.
But there has to be some other reason. Maybe he's just saying that. Well, but I don't know why he would say that.
He's badass too. I'll go out on a limb and say that's maybe the case. He needs to realize outside of L.A., he would do just fine.
Yeah.
If he goes to Tuscaloosa in his BMW.
Well, that's the problem.
They'd be like, you're Jewish? That's exotic. Look at your car. I've been having sex since I was 8. Hop on.
With a goat. So
you'd never leave.
I'm definitely trading up from my pits.
You'd see him walking out 30 seconds later in the farmer's outfit that David Lee Roth was wearing in the California Girls video.
Well, that's what the premise of Hot in Cleveland was. You know, they weren't hot in L.A., but they're hot in Cleveland.
Is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone in L.A. should realize that.
Yeah.
So if it's a little tough in L.A. or New York, go to a turd hole like Cleveland.
Yeah.
You got hot in Cleveland. You got killing in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Kings of Detroit. The whole Rust Belt is yours for the pillaging.
Tear it up.
I'd say owners of Atlanta, but racial overtones.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Let's watch a little more of this, and then we can end this
bit.
This little turd bit of the show, and then start some real ones.
For the last 8 years of my life, ever since I've hit puberty.
Puberty.
I've been forced to endure an
Endure. I like your pronunciation. By the way, he's 22.
Yeah.
So he hit puberty at 14. One, this kid's definitely Jewish. Two, that's awesome. You got nut hairs? I got my pubes like... The only kid that got him earlier than me was Cam Ham. He came back 8th grade and was like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, this is going to happen this year? And sure enough, within a couple of months, mine dropped too.
I gotcha.
So he should have struck then.
Yeah.
Of loneliness.
Loneliness.
Rejection.
Rejection.
And unfulfilled desires.
Like.
All because girls have never been attracted
girls.
To me.
Girls. Doesn't he say it in a weird way?
Girls gave their affection. And sex.
I like how it's different. It wasn't like a polite euphemism for their vag. They gave their affection.
And their
poon. Yeah. Don't forget that part. Not just hugs, puss too.
And love to other men, but never to me.
Never to me.
I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin. I never even kissed a girl.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
Through college. 2.5 years. More than that, actually.
Or 6.
2.5. More, yeah.
Or 11-40.
A virgin.
I'm on the John Blutarski plan of 7 years.
Very torturous.
Torture.
Really? I didn't get any in college. It wasn't until...
But that's what you go to college for. That's when everybody gets it, apparently.
Yeah, I was a complete social retard. And even I managed to close it by 21. this kid's maddening, man.
How many minutes is this?
Like five more, but we'll punch out whatever the hell we need to.
I gotcha. No, I was just curious how long he rambles before he goes and shoots. But how long after this video did he go and start?
Like 2 days, one day, something like that.
Oh, I gotcha.
He wasn't lying about this being his last video. It wasn't like he did this and then there's a review of like Tostitos frozen pizza.
Yeah, but
rolls.
Do you think if they were all like, oh, we want to come and get, we'll give you a handy, then he wouldn't have shot everybody?
I mean...
But nobody was watching his YouTube channel till after.
Yeah, exactly. So if I want this podcast to be downloaded, I have to take out my 20th reunion. And the cruel irony is that those 8 people left in the class.
Are those only listeners?
Those are my listeners, yeah. So.
Oh, gosh. But I'm just saying, like, do you think... So he waited a day or two, but if somebody was like, oh, I saw you on YouTube and you're so handsome.
I saw the way you threatened to kill us all. How about I suck the pin out of that grenade? You know what I'm talking about.
Well, what about those brothers, the Menendez brothers?
The Jokers, the Dokers?
No, isn't it? The
brothers Karamazovs?
I mean, they have wives. I think some of them have been married like 6 times or something.
Oh, the actual Menendezes.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Boston Bombers.
No.
Oh, yeah. Menendez are doing great. Are you
kidding me? So he could have done great. So that's what I'm saying. You're saying, they wouldn't have looked at his video and said, he wants to murder us. And that guy, they just bludgeoned their parents.
Yeah, but they were able to be like, my dad fingered my butthole. And it made him seem sympathetic. And then they're like, dad fingered my butthole and mommy didn't do nothing about it.
Yeah, but those were fibs.
Probably. They didn't walk into court side saddle, so...
No, they walked in with their new Rolexes and hairpieces.
Yeah. They're like, just give me the 20. Let's speed this up.
Oh, gosh.
I'll be out by age 50 to enjoy my boat.
Yeah.
But terrible. No chick is going to touch this dude, not because he's ugly, but he's so awkward and off-putting. Like, if you didn't hear, he would run up to people and, like, chuck coffee on them and orange juice just because he'd see them making out.
Is that what they said? News people?
Yeah. They found that out later. He kept a journal of it, actually. He's like, I was so filled with rage. He tries to get so floral with his verbiage.
I gotcha.
With his prose, which his old man as a producer must be hearing this. He's like, not only is it depressing because it's my kid, but it needs a rewrite.
It's the time when everyone experiences those things, such as sex and fun.
I didn't, kid.
And pleasure.
I had T3 porn. That was it.
I was working a full-time job. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. My sexual revolution at college was I had a hard drive that my mom wasn't looking at. It's like, porn saved to the desktop. Whack, whack, whack. And I could stream video.
Oh, my. Because
it was the first time I had broadband. I had a 56K modem before that.
Oh, my.
That was my sexual revolution, Mr. Elliot.
It's not fair.
Not fair.
You girls have never been attracted to me. I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me.
His intonation.
I will punish you all for it. It's an injustice, a crime.
Did he kill women?
Yeah. He went into like a sorority house and shot up a bunch of, you know, Buffies and Tiffany's and
all these
obnoxious men instead of me, the supreme gentleman.
He's a supreme gentleman.
Who murders people.
Yeah. But he does it in a top hat. Like, he polishes his monocle and then he kills you.
Gentleman supremacist.
Oh, man. I love his little fake laugh.
On the day of retribution.
And he just keeps saying the day of retribution.
Yeah.
The hottest sorority house of UCSB.
And then he looks around.
I will slaughter
every
single spoiled, stuck-up, blonde slut.
You didn't, though.
Oh.
He killed, like, all the migrant workers in his backyard first. Mm-hmm. He stabs them to death.
Yeah.
I hope he at least put, like, a blonde wig on Jorge so that it made sense a little bit.
And Phi Beta Kappa.
Yeah.
T-shirts on them.
To quote the overused word of season 6, Dexter, the tableau. The tableau. What's the next tableau? Tableau. LaGuerta tableau.
Yeah.
I hope he did at least that. I think he killed then a couple sorority girls and then, like, goes to Starbucks maybe and just runs over a dude.
That's it?
Yeah, these guys never really get the job done. Like, Virginia Tech.
I'm not encouraging anybody.
Virginia Tech was the one
all.
Guy that actually, like, killed a bunch of people. Yeah. And I guess Columbine, they got an okay head count. I don't know. For two guys, it's kind of lame. 17-ish, or whatever the hell it was.
I don't know.
Wasn't Virginia Tech, like, he shot 35, killed 22? He put up some numbers.
That's horrible.
I'm just saying, if you're going nuts.
Yeah.
And you've thrown it all away.
Yeah.
Like, kill people.
I guess.
You're about to get killed. You know, you don't want to be the idiot who killed like three. Like, in this day and age in the news, if you killed three, that's hell, man.
But he can't get tail. How do you think he's going to murder people? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, problem with getting things on target. Can't get it in the hole. Is that what we're tiptoeing around
here?
Yeah,
exactly.
In my British voice. That isn't British.
I'm just saying, you know, if he isn't motivated to do that, then how is he going to really do a killing spree?
I don't know. I'm bored with this guy.
Yeah.
We can flip away.
Yeah.
I'm done. I liked the video for a bit, but that us talking, that was the real magic there.
That was it. Okay. Well, look at his page on there. That's pretty douchey.
Oh, it's just him in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Him in his black Beamer.
Yeah.
And he still can't get none. Oh, Elliot, you're adorable. Uh-oh. Totes adorbs. That's what I say. All right, folks, this was the latest Papa's Basement, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Maybe it's not. I don't know where I'm going to stick this thing. I think I uploaded the wrong episode on Tuesday. I really don't know what's going on
anymore. Did you get complaints about it or what?
No, but we don't have listeners either. I'm pretty close to quitting. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm an adult. If I do something with no feedback, what the hell's the point?
But we do get feedback. People listen.
You do from a bunch of guys trying to screw you. Everyone's like, Allison, you're brilliant.
I mean, your chest is brilliant.
You're just the best. Can you take another photo in studio and put on your headphones, put a record between your tits? That's how big they are, by the way. You can just smash them like a pair of cymbals around a record.
Maybe.
InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's site. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I don't know if I said that part.
All right.
Again, don't care. What the hell? No standards here. Allison Frank over there. You want to tweet or Instagram me? It's at Papa's Basement. She is at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N-Frank.
That's me.
InPapa'sBasement.com/iTunes if you do the whole iTunes subscription thing. And if you use the Stitcher app to get the show instead, InPapa'sBasement.com/Stitcher. Use either of those, subscribe, rate, tell people. You never do.
I do. How do you think you got all those listeners?
I think from Twitter spam in the early days.
No.
And then they've clamped down on Twitter spamming, so I don't really have an ad strategy.
I gotcha.
Or idea. It's all bad.
All right.
It's all bad.
I gotcha.
You gave your affections and your sex and your love to other podcasts.
Now you're going to kill my blonde self.
All right, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.